Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Michael Collins Piper coming to you on this Tuesday, the 9th of December. Let me try that again. Tuesday, the 9th of December. I am coming to you from Washington, D.C., and it was a rather mild day here today compared to the hellish cold weather we've had for the last several days. But those of you who are listening in Arizona and New Mexico and Southern California are just laughing and saying, poor old Piper. Well, anyway, it is Tuesday night. I have a big pile of clippings here in front of me, things that I came across in various and sundry locations this afternoon. Well, I suppose I should tell you first off, if you want to get a real kick, you want to get a real laugh, get the January issue of Vanity Fair magazine. There's a very entertaining article about this German-born character who went through various incarnations until his final appearance as Clark Rockefeller. Clark Rockefeller. He's under investigation for all sorts of things, suspicion of murder and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, it's a guy who ran around claiming to be a Rockefeller, and he took a lot of people in by using that name, and he weren't no Rockefeller. But apparently now he's part of his defense. He doesn't say this is part of his defense, but in a recent interview, he mentioned that he's writing a historical novel about the roots of Israeli statehood. I guess that's going to be part of his murder defense, that he's writing a novel about Israel. Oh, God. Anyway, folks, yeah, I mean, oh, God. Yeah, that's all you got to do, you know. Say, if you know you get in trouble, say something nice about Israel. I guess that's his defense. But in this same issue of Vanity Fair, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to buy the magazine, slip into your local drugstore magazine shop and turn to page 133, and you will see an absolutely hilarious, I think, colored illustration, a cartoon, entitled Mission Accomplished. And it illustrates Abraham Lincoln and George Washington forcibly escorting George W. Bush out of the White House. This is a very, very funny cartoon. They're holding him up by his underarms, his Texas boot-clad feet are up in the air. He's wearing his cowboy hat, and there's the two great presidents taking George W. Bush out the door. Funny cartoon, folks. I'm actually going to frame the damn thing. Anyway, here's something interesting. This is from the December 1st issue of the American Conservative magazine. It's an opening paragraph. It's a Middle Eastern country where Christian celebrations are official state holidays and civil servants are allowed to take Sunday morning off to go to church, even though Sunday is a working day, a place where women can smoke and wear makeup and are active in public life, a country implacably opposed to Islamic fundamentalism and Al-Qaeda, and whose security forces helped foil a terrorist attack on the U.S. Embassy. No, not Israel, Syria. That's right, folks. Those Muslim bashers out there who are always saying that Syria is part of the axis of evil. Well, it's a Middle Eastern country where Christian celebrations are official state holidays, and civil servants are allowed to take Sunday morning off to go to church, even though Sunday's a working day. You hear that, you Muslim bashers out there, you Arab bashers? That's Syria we're talking about, that country you say is part of the axis of evil. You say that, you're a liar or a fool or both. Okay, we're going to the break. Stay tuned, folks.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 post-paid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I have a few more comments here before we go to the phones. We do have a couple callers lined up here. Interesting article in the Washington Post today. Retired Lieutenant General Hamid Gul, who used to head Pakistan's intelligence agency, they're trying to link him to the attacks in Mumbai. But it's kind of interesting. Closing articles of this paragraph from the Washington Post today. Gul said he believes U.S. officials are targeting him because he has publicly expressed his political support for Taliban and Afghan rebel groups who are fighting U.S.-led coalition troops in Afghanistan. He said his brief meetings with al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden in the early 1990s and his call for a reinvestigation of the September 11, 2001 attacks also have attracted attention. A direct quote from Mr. Gul. I simply fail to understand what all the hullabaloo is about. It's simply because I speak loudly about the fact that 911 was a bloody hoax. It was an inside job. Well, we know that. Inside job with a lot of outside help from a certain little country in the Middle East that shouldn't be there. Guess what country I'm not talking about, or guess what country I am talking about, as the case may be. You know, last week or so I mentioned to you how I got this idiotic email from a Huff Schmidt Berlin supporter accusing me of believing in vampires because I had cited this book that talked about the prevalence of vampire stories and legends and things in popular culture. And it's kind of interesting that it turns out the image of Dracula, I was looking at the book further, this controversial book that upset this Hushmet Boleyn supporter so much. It turns out that Dracula, the figure of Dracula, has been the one literary figure who has been, you know, fictitious literary figure who has been portrayed more than any other fictitious literary figure on the screen in history. But anyway, just to show you how comprehensive this book is, it talks about our friend Jack McLam in this book. Listen to this. I'm going to read you the whole paragraph. The contemporary vampire. Throughout the 20th century, the vampire has become a stock image utilized internationally by political cartoonists and commentators. One recent vivid example of such usage of the vampire metaphor appeared in the wake of the fall of communism in Russia and Eastern Europe and the proclamation by then U.S. President George Bush of a New World Order. This term had previously entered the language through its use by a wide variety of political utopians from which it had acquired a number of controversial connotations. It sparked a variety of negative comment. The most virulent of the opposition, claiming that a new world order amounts to the arrival of a world government, organized the police against the new world order. They gave the address in Phoenix, where Jack McLam was then located, and launched Operation Vampire Killer 2000. Its program consists of a step-by-step plan to inform police, the military, and other law enforcement units about the new world order and thus prevent their cooperation with it. And they cite Jack McLam's book, Operation Vampire Killer 2000, American Police Action for Stopping the Program for World Government Rule. As you know, as you should know, Jack McLam hosts a program right here on this network. It doesn't mention Jack by name, but it mentions his group, Police Against the New World Order. So, in a sense, RBN has made it into the vampire book. Small world, isn't it, folks? Kind of funny. I was looking through this vampire book, and it turns out one of the famous takeoffs on Dracula was a Count Orlok, played by the German actor Max Schreck in the film Nosferatu. It was an early pirated version of Dracula. Silent film. You know, you take a look at Count Orlok, he looks just like our friend Eric Hufschmidt, Rosemary's Baby himself. I'd like to see Hufschmidt do the Transylvania twist with Christopher Boleyn. Now, that would be interesting. That would be interesting. Funny quote regarding vampires, and this applies to Zionism and the Jewish power elite. This is from Dracula, no less, and I just thought of how profound it was in the context of our world situation. Van Helsing, the great vampire hunter, says, "The strength of the vampire is that people will not believe in him." Well, the strength of the Jewish power elite, the strength of the New World Order of which they are working towards achieving, the strength toward the strength of their power over the media, the strength of their financial clout, is that people will not believe in it. People don't want to believe in it because they say, oh, my God, that's anti-Semitic. Oh, my God, that sounds like something Adolf Hitler might have said. Oh, my God, don't you know there was a Holocaust? Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. The strength of the vampire is that people will not believe in him. I think that's actually very profound, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what we're up against. Well, you know, I said for the longest time that it, and it just upset a lot of people, that it was really a waste of time to really worry about these lawsuits, particularly Phil Berg's lawsuit, trying to prevent Barack Obama from becoming president. Well, the Supreme Court declined Monday to hear an emergency appeal in the case of D'Onofrio versus Wells. Washington Post points out the case had little chance of being heard at the high court, but had become the subject of tremendous speculation and debate on ideological political blogs. Right-wing blogs were outraged when Justice Souter denied D'Onofrio's petition for an injunction, and left-wing blogs smelled trouble when Justice Clarence Thomas referred the matter to the full court for consideration. Well, as the Washington Post quite directly puts it quite succinctly, I hate to give credence to anything the Washington Post says, but let's face it, they're right when they said, in fact, both were routine procedures. There were no recorded dissents to the decision dismissing the case. However, they point out, this hardly means the lawsuits over Obama's nationality are over. Two other cases have reached the Supreme Court, though neither is scheduled for consideration, and there are still more cases in lower courts. There was also a snide profile of Phil Berg in the Washington Post today. Now, maybe that's a credit to Phil Berg, but I'm not sure that it is in any case. Well, speaking of God's chosen people, aren't we always? December 2008 issue of Commentary, long the voice of the American Jewish Committee. It was established in 1945 by the American Jewish Committee. And continues to support, and the American Jewish Committee continues to support its role as an independent journal of thought and opinion. Well, article in this month's issue, Chosenness and Its Enemies. For Jews and non-Jews alike, the ancient idea of an elect people appears destined to remain a highly neuralgic point. And, of course, the article goes on to say that, well, yes, the Jews are God's chosen people, and all sorts of smart people think so, and anybody who doesn't think so can take a running jump straight into hell. That's essentially what it says, folks. Now, I'm sure that's not exactly an intellectual analysis of the article. I haven't had a chance to read the article in detail, but I know what Commentary thinks, and I think that's it, but their concluding line says it all. What seems more certain is that despite the determined efforts of so many Jews and Gentiles alike to do away with the idea of the chosen people, this ancient idea, like the Jewish people itself, is likely to be around for a long time to come. Poorly understood, but hardly neglected. In other words, like I said, you goyim can take a running jump straight into hell. On a lighter note, I want to recommend two very good movies that you can rent on video and show them to your kids. I may have mentioned this one film before. It's called The Water Horse. It's a live action film with a story about the Loch Ness Monster. A little kid finds an egg and the egg hatches and it grows up to be the Loch Ness Monster. It's really a charming film. It's just absolutely lovable. And I'm actually even going to buy the damn thing to watch it again myself. Very good special effects in a very heartwarming film. It's called The Water Horse. Also another film, and it's a very good book too, My Dog Skip by Willie Morris, the former editor of Harper's Magazine. He was kind of an elite literary type, wrote all sorts of fancy stuff, none of which I ever read until I read the book My Dog Skip, after having seen the movie, which is absolutely a heartwarming film, and it's just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful family entertainment. If you love dogs, you'll really love the film. Another film along those lines is a film about a little beagle called Shiloh. And I think they did a sequel to it. I made my mother watch the film while she was still alive, and she said, I'm not going to watch it if anything happens to the dog. And I said, just watch a damn movie. Well, she watched it. She ended up showing it to one of my nieces and nephews. All right. Well, nice movies are out there, ladies and gentlemen. You can watch a few movies. They don't even have a political message in them. No Jewish propaganda. No multicultural claptrap. Just plain old nice movies. All right. We're going to the break, then we'll
Attention.
Go to the call.
An important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Today.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every 2 men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. I have to make it. Just a brief notation here. Earlier I recommended that wonderful film Shiloh about this little kid and how he wants to get this little beagle that belongs to a nasty guy who lives down the lane. And of course he ends up getting the dog, and it's a very heartwarming story. But I have to confess, ladies and gentlemen, when I first put the movie in my video machine many, many years ago, I noticed, I have to be candid about this, I noticed the screenwriter had a Jewish name. And I have to tell you that I braced myself for some mention of the Holocaust or some reference to Adolf Hitler, or expected one of the people in the movie to talk about they were going to take a pilgrimage to Israel or something like this. You know, I mean, honest to God, okay, just to satisfy Abe Foxman, yes, I was expecting something Jewish to come out in the film. And you know what? I couldn't find a single hidden message. Maybe I missed something. So, you know what, every once in a while, you can get a film out of Hollywood that doesn't have some sort of hidden propaganda in it. Now, maybe there is some hidden propaganda in there. I don't know. Maybe if you run the movie backwards, you can hear them say, Satan lives forever or something like that. But it's a good movie. It's a wonderful film, Shiloh. Now, another funny thing about this movie, not about the movie itself, Willie Morris, the guy I mentioned who wrote the book My Dog Skip. God, I cried at the end of that movie, folks. Believe me, cried like a baby. It's funny, Willie Morris's ex-wife lives a few blocks from me, and she's had a running feud with a longtime friend of mine, one of these neighborhood feuds. Well, Willie's ex-wife herself wrote a book, which is an unintentionally revealing memoir that is just loaded with name-dropping and all sorts of funny descriptions of her romantic interludes with another one of her ex-husbands, Congressman Eckhart from Texas, now deceased, gives a description of their first intimate night together with their clothes strewn across the apartment floor. But she also confesses, oh my God, she also confesses that she had, as a child, a hysterical fear of being, yes, ladies and gentlemen, sexually violated by the Nazis. Yeah. Somebody always has to get the Nazis in there. Isn't that funny? They always got to get the Nazis in there. It was like she wrote the book, and then it seemed like she wrote this book and said, oh, my God, I forgot to mention the Nazis. So she stuck that in. This is a feminist book, you know, so, of course, she had to combine Nazism with sexual abuse. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So there are those of you out there who say, why is Mike Piper always talking about the Jews and the Nazis and this and that? It's because the Jews are always talking about the Jews and the Nazis. And that's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen, to try to provide a counterbalance, to try to look at things rationally, to try to look at things from a human perspective, to try to get away from this Jewish supremacism, as David Duke has correctly dubbed it in his book by that title. To try to bring the Jews down to earth. Because when they step down to earth, you know, they say when they go to Israel, when they make a lie, it's stepping up. In other words, they're a step above the rest of the planet. Well, we're trying to bring them back down to earth. Back down to earth and get them out of that stolen property. Michelle Renouf, Lady Michelle, great and eloquent spokesman for freedom of expression, has pointed out correctly that there was a Jewish state in 1948, long before 1948. Biro Bijan, ladies and gentlemen, it's already there. They didn't need to steal the land from the Palestinians. No. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on to a more amusing topic, if such a topic can be called amusing. I got word late this afternoon, right, really, just before I was going to do this show. I was told that the governor of Illinois, and I'm going to try to pronounce his name, Blagojevich, and I apologize to the governor's ethnic kinsman. Somebody told me he might be Serbian. So I apologize for the mispronunciation of that name, if indeed I did mispronounce it. Be like somebody pronouncing Piper, Pepper. Although I understand my family name was originally Pieper in German. Not Scottish, German. But in any case, the governor of Illinois has been arrested. And it's quite a scandal. I've discovered from some of the transcripts of some of the secret tapings that were done of his conversations by federal authorities, the guy has a more vulgar mouth than I do. It's always a relief to find out that somebody's tongue is more vile than mine. This guy's language is incredible. It's kind of funny. I've always discovered that in any case, this guy's is a real politician. And the funny thing is, everybody thinks that this is something really extraordinary, that a politician is out trying to sell a Senate seat. You know, Obama has to go be president, the governor's trying to sell the Senate seat. Ladies and gentlemen, this goes on all the time, every day, every state, every year, all the time. We've got Steve from Chicago on board, and we'll bring him up right after the break. He can give us some updates on what's happening out there in the Windy City, and it is windy. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We are going directly to the phones. We're going to Steve in Chicago. Steve, tell us about what's going on in Chicago.
Well, I think this is a power grab. I think that Jesse Jackson thinks that this is like a set-aside program for colored boys, that they can just go right into the Senate. This is what they were trying to do, is they were trying to push Valerie Jarrett, and there's some other blacks there, and they weren't considering any other names. I think that's un-American. I don't know if it's legal. I don't see how it's countenanced. But if you go to the Wall Street Journal, you see Obama ties in the spotlight. It's right in there right now. And, oh, boy, here's your good buddy here, David Axelrod, appears. It says he lists Mr. Blagojevich's firm on his website as one of his clients. But then it goes down to say, excerpting the article, it says... Mr. Axelrod said on Chicago TV November 23rd that Obama and Blagojevich had spoken about a successor. But then Obama said today, he says, oh, no, he'd never been in contact with him. So Axelrod, he says, well, I was mistaken when I told the interviewer.
Now, that's very interesting, Steve, because I'll tell you what, I had two conversations about this earlier this evening, the first person who told me about it, then another person. And, you know, I'll tell you, something went through the back of my mind that I am just wondering if maybe if maybe this may not be the grounds. How can I put this? Is it possible? Is it possible that this is laying the groundwork to snag Obama in some way and make him beholden to the powers that be to keep him in line? Do you think maybe he is mixed up in this more than is being revealed? Do you think maybe this information was leaked deliberately? I don't know. I'm just speculating.
I agree with you on the timing here because, I guess the U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald, his term comes up in January, so he's got to get it in. And, of course, the link would be this David Axelrod. He would be the go-between. But then again, as they point out, Rod Blagojevich had that congressional seat on the northwest side by O'Hare Airport before Rahm Emanuel had it. Rahm Emanuel, does he still have it or did he resign?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. You know, I'm not sure if he's actually resigned yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is I'm thinking that this thing could get bigger than it initially appears. But, you know, like I pointed out, you know, so many people, this governor out there, he was caught evidently. I mean, he was caught on tape saying these things, and apparently he was foolish enough to put a lot of this stuff in emails, but I guess what most people can't understand is they think that this is something out of the ordinary. This is stuff that goes on in every city in America, in every small town in America. You know, that's the scary part about it. But this thing is being inflated, you know, because I guess this guy, I'm not even going to try to say his name for fear of mispronouncing it, but this governor out there, he seems over the top, and maybe he is just a little bit over the top. But he really, unfortunately, reflects the reality of what our political situation is all about in this country, just absolute downright low-level corruption, or maybe in this case it's high-level corruption.
Well, you know, they all horse trade. You know what I'm saying? Certainly, Mayor Daley, he's under a lot of scrutiny. His son, Patrick Daley, he skipped out and joined the paratroopers in Afghanistan because the U.S. attorney was investigating him for that $12 or $14 million contract to the city of Chicago to inspect sewers on the northwest side, which he and his cousin, meaning Daley's nephew, they never did the work. They were ghost contractors. You know what I'm saying? So. So I mean, there was plenty of stuff to go after. You know, the Daley family. There are other incidents there, and yet they're left unscathed, and they went after Blagojevich. But the only thing I can think of, he was intransigent. He wouldn't give in on that senatorial appointment, and I guess they have a sense of entitlement over there that, okay, I made it as president, now I'm going to dictate to everybody else. And he wouldn't go along with it, so they're making an issue out of it. They want to get rid of him. Now the Senator Dick Durbin, he says, well, we've got to do something about this, you know, all this corruption and all this other crap, and he's involved in it just as bad as everybody else.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the joke. And, you know, I'll tell you, we may be getting set up for what we saw during the entire Bill Clinton years, where he was basically always kept in line by the fact that there was some sort of investigation swirling around him or his immediate associates, such that, you know, if he ever really started to pretend to be president of the United States, they could always wave an indictment over his head. And that's what I frankly always thought, that so much of what was happening with Bill Clinton, yeah, sure, he and Hillary were not nice people. They were not honest, upstanding public servants, but how many really are? You know, so it's I'm just wondering if we're getting ready for 4 years of Chicago politics being dragged before the American people, and always with the inference or implication that somehow Barack Obama may be caught up in one of these small-time investigations that could go big time.
Well, one last point, and I'll let you go. You know, you were talking about the Phil Berg suit. I read an article that was in the Berliner Tagesspiegel, the Daily Mirror, and they were saying that, Obama's grandmother, 87 years old, in Kogelo, Kenya, just got an electric line put to her house. But the thing is, here's the story. That's not his real grandmother. It's a so-called step-grandmother. In other words, you say, we know this guy's antecedents. Now, the Germans are saying, if that's a step-grandmother, then who the hell? I mean, that was a misrepresentation, and it was deception. You know, to represent this woman in a campaign, oh, that's her long-lost grandson and all this other stuff. So there's something going on here that's not right.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah, I have this feeling that we're going to see for the next 4 years all sorts of things wiggling around above Barack Obama's head, you know, and it'll be just a reminder to him that even though he holds the title president, he's not really in charge.
That's right. Well, I'll let you go then, Mike.
All right, Steve, thanks for your call, as always. All right, let's go to David in South Carolina. I got a very funny email from David.
Hey, Mike, Mr. Peeper. How's it going, buddy?
How you doing, Dave? You're a bad boy.
Yes, indeed I am, man. I tell you one, just a little side note here. Steve is a great caller, man. He's always got great information. I heard him today, I think it was, calling AJ. And every time he calls in there, AJ tries to treat him like crap, and he does, you know. But anyway, I think I told you about the forums and how censored they are.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's see. Oh, there's a side note. Speaking of vampires, you evil anti-vampirist, I should say that, ran into one. He says, this is Dracula Steen. I want to take your money and destroy your culture and nation. Anyway, to a serious note. Now, what I was going to call about was pretty much the predicament we find ourselves in as a result of our governance system here in the West and the United States, you know, by far worse. It has been co-opted and taken from us in those subtle little ways ever since before 1913 even. You know, I recently got a copy of Yaki's Imperium.
That's quite a book, isn't it? It's not something you can just sit down and read once.
No, you have to
really, you know, it's a book that you need to study. There are very few books like that, and that's one of them right there.
It is. And just right off the bat with the book, it goes right into the guy even talks about his book initially as this is not like any other book. And what I like about it as far as a history book goes, and I've read Spengler and Brown and some other ones, it speaks of the organic nature of a civilization, of a people. You know, and that we all have a particular collective soul.
Exactly. Collective memory, collective. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and there was a guy, I think it was last night you were talking to, and he was worried about, you know, my immortality is insured through my ancestors, my children, my family. You know, I have no doubt about that. That's basically, it might as well be genetic proof.
Oh, yeah. No, I believe that. That's why, you know, I tell you something, frankly, I think that, without getting too mystical here or too scientific or too philosophical, I think it's safe to say that most of the people who listen to RBN and most of the people who are in tune to what's happening in our world today, what's really happening in our world today, they are the people who represent the best in the sense of that collective memory, because they understand. They understand that this has gone on for thousands of years, and that you know, and that's why all of a sudden one day somebody wakes up, and all of a sudden they say, "Hey, wait a minute, I've been lied to,"
and they recognize
that there are things that things aren't as they seem. And the reason why they recognize it is because it is part of this collective memory, this racial memory, this thing that reaches back, you know. You know, the classic phrase is time immemorial, and I do believe that.
And there's the thing about it is, too, you know, for instance, the Russians, of all people, managed to oust their oligarchs, as we politely call them in the Western media, which we know who they were, and we know what happened to the Russians and all the Eastern Europeans under Jewish commissar rule.
You know, David Duke was on this show. In fact, you called in that night, as I recall, when David was on the show. And, you know, I had told David this, you know, I've mentioned this on the show in different contexts, but Russia was always the last place in the world. If I had made up a list of 10 places I wanted to go in the world, Russia would not have been on the list.
Until you got there,
for a variety
right?
of reasons. But I had the occasion, I had the chance to go there, and I did go there. And, you know, I fell in love with Russia. I fell in love with the Russian people. And there is something almost mystical about Russia. You just feel this immense energy there. And I could understand then why it was so vital that Russia be destroyed. And yet they couldn't destroy it.
Russia, to me, is it is the last bastion of, you know, dare I say, Aryan peoples. Sorry to, you know, I hope I don't offend anyone with that, but that's just,
European. Yeah, anybody who ever has the chance to go to Russia should go to Russia because it's just a real experience, I just had some amazing experiences there, and as David and I talked about here in the show, you know, when we both spoke at the same conference over there, which in fact was co-sponsored by, and actually the Barnes Review helped foot the bill for much of the conference. Actually, it was organized by my good friend Jürgen Graf, working with some folks in Russia, but the Barnes Review actually put up much of the money for the conference, and you know, David, in his address, stopped in the middle of his address and asked for a moment of silence for all the victims of Jewish communism. And that was, I would say, probably one of the most emotional moments in my entire life, because here we were just a couple blocks, as David pointed out here in the show the other night, just a couple blocks from Lubyanka prison, number one. And number two, the conference was actually held at a place known as the Humanitarian Social Academy. Well, that Humanitarian Social Academy, fancy name that it is, was actually the elite prep school for the children of the Communist Party functionaries. And here we were having an anti-communist conference addressing the issues of Jewish power and Zionist influence. In Moscow.
I remember vividly you talking about that very spiritual experience you had.
Yes.
Where you were there, and, you know, I've had some before, too, like that. And I remember what you were mentioning, you know, there's a collective, there's some people who are naturally in tune to this. All my life I have been, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll tell you another story while I have you on here. It's kind of funny. I had met this, and I think I may have talked about it on the show. Here I was, and I checked into the Hotel Moscow. And I saw this old lady who had been at the conference. She was selling books and literature just right off Red Square. And as a matter of fact, she had a Russian language translation of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf. Well, she recognized me from the conference, and we shook hands and said hello. And, you know, she didn't speak any English, and I didn't speak any Russian. And there were a group of her friends standing there talking to her, and they're all looking at me very suspiciously. They knew I was an American, you know, and Americans in Moscow stick out like sore thumbs.
Indeed.
And she was explaining to them in Russian who I was, and they were listening intently. And then she said, "American nationalist anti-Semite." And when she and when she said that, all of these people who had been looking at me very suspiciously and frowning, suddenly their faces lit up, their eyes broke into these bright, you know, the faces were grinning, their eyes were sparkling, and two or three of them came over to me and held out their hands and shook my hand and said, "Welcome to Russia."
it's so important. You know, I was on these forums and speaking with you here and things on the radio a lot of times. It's very discouraging, the state that our country has fallen into, for instance. You know, it seems like the United States, because of the fact that our nation, our governance system has been, and our culture, oh God, our culture has become Judaized.
And that's exactly right. I mean, that upsets a lot of people to hear that said, but that is exactly what it has come down to, that the whole concept of you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, some people object to saying, well, this is a Christian nation. But, I mean, basically, let's face it, this always was a Christian nation. And what the Jewish power influences have been have always been determined to stamp out Christianity, to erase the name of Jesus Christ,
indeed,
and to erase all vestiges of Christianity in our world. You know, and I'm not talking about Christianity from a religious sense. I'm just talking about it from what you've just described as kind of a collective memory.
It's a spiritual essence.
Yes, indeed. That's right.
One thing, and I want to leave, I'll let you go here, but one thing, the main point of the reason of this was reading Imperium and kind of refreshing my own my own attitude about the fight we're in. The point being is that the United States is, we're passing through the crucible, you know, that we're going to be forged in. And I hope that people can just say, prepare for what's coming. And
prepare for,
get
prepare
on
for
the other
what's
side
ahead.
And rise from the ashes that we will make, not sin. By the
all
way,
right,
you know
Dave.
How to kill a vampire.
Yeah, that's
vampire
right.
What's coming through the heart?
All right, Dave, thanks for your call. Yeah, we got to kill the vampire.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now, be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Once upon a time in the state of Massachusetts, there were two little boys, one named John and one named Dave. John grew up to become a Nazi hunter. Dave grew up to become a vampire hunter. Dave from Massachusetts.
Hello here, Von Pieper.
Oh, yeah, Von Pieper, yeah.
Hey, speaking of these vampire killers, Michael, and speaking of Officer Jack McLam, I understand now the latest news is that actually Officer Jack McLam has been contacted by Barack Obama's team, that they want to appoint him to a high-level cabinet position. And
yeah, and they're going to name me Assistant Secretary of State.
And anyways, yeah, no, they're going to appoint Officer Jack McLam to this high-level cabinet position. And you know how they have a finance czar, and they have an energy czar, and they have a drug czar, and now they're going to have a car czar. Well, you know what Jack's title is going to be?
What's that?
In other words, actually, before I tell you his title, the actual nature of the position is to try to get control of this Jewish supremacist problem here in America.
Okay.
In the world, for that matter. But anyways, Jack's official position, his official title of his position, he's going to be known as the Kazar. He's going to be the Kazar.
I want to be czar of all czars.
Czar,
that's very good, Dave.
you ought to
write crossword puzzles or something like that. I'm not sure what.
they're gonna make me the czar of the bizarre.
Anyway, I'm going to make you my speechwriter when I become president, Dave.
Okay, I accept. I'd love to be your speechwriter. I got to read your book, too, on that. But hey, listen, you know what's intriguing, though, Michael? Actually, I was going to talk. After I talked to you last night, I started researching John O'Neill, and I can't believe the stuff I came up with. But I'm going to save that to maybe tomorrow night or Friday night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that because I think there's much more to that story. So I'll look forward to hearing what you have to say.
I was going to talk about tonight, but I must say, with you and David from South Carolina talking about the collective memory and everything, Michael, but there's something to that because, you know, and it's interesting you were talking about Russia. I've never been to Russia, but when I drove cab up in Anchorage, Alaska, one time I took a Russian stewardess, or maybe a couple of them, I think, a couple of Russian stewardesses out to Anchorage International. And when we got out there, I got out and I opened the pop the trunk and everything, was helping them with their luggage and everything. But waiting for them were these three really imposing, Michael, just tall, and, you know, they all look as strong as oxes and everything, just, you know, almost like Hitler's ideal, almost, of the Aryan man. But they were all tall and big and broad, and they all had the three of them had these steel blue eyes, and all their eyes were fixed on me, and I was really taken by them. I unloaded the luggage and put them on the curb and everything. I looked at them and everything, and they were looking at me expressionless on their face, but six steel blue eyeballs looking at me and everything.
Yeah, Russian people are magnificent people. They really are. I just wish everybody could take a trip to Russia, particularly all these people that think Russia is so bad.
Yeah, so I acknowledge them, and I said hi to them, and I waved my gesture to them. I waved my hand hello and everything, and all three of them, they didn't smile at me with their mouths, but they like smiled at me with their eyes, Michael.
That's right. I got you. I got you, Dave.
What's fascinating, Michael, is I could tell that they knew something about me that I didn't even know about myself at the time.
That's the Russians. You got it, Dave. Fascinating people. All right, Dave, thanks for your call. Thanks to those we couldn't bring up, but we will be here tomorrow night, God willing. Have a good evening, folks. With financial